Good morning, and thank you for joining us to discuss Fortress Blockchain's Q2 2018 results. On the call today, we have Fortress Blockchain's co-founder, Chief Executive Officer and Director, Aydin Kilic, and Chief Financial Officer, David Pace. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At this time, I'll provide instructions for how to queue up. I will now turn the call over to David Pace, Fortress Blockchain's CFO, for an opening disclaimer. Please go ahead.
Good morning, and thank you for taking the time to attend our very first conference call as a public company. My name is David Pace. I'm Fortress Blockchain's Chief Financial Officer. I'd like to remind everyone that certain statements in this presentation may be forward-looking in their nature. These include statements involving known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those expressed in the forward-looking statements. Fortress Blockchain makes its disclosures subject to the forward-looking statements disclaimer contained in our MD&A and does not undertake any obligation to publicly revise these forward-looking statements to reflect subsequent events or circumstances, except as required by law. For certain information about risks and uncertainties, please see our MD&A for the quarter ended June 30th, 2018, which can be found at www.cdr.com. At certain points, we will be referring to Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, which are digital currencies and carry their own denominations of BTC for Bitcoin and BCH for Bitcoin Cash. Digital currency is also referred to as cryptocurrencies and are interchangeable terms. BTC and BCH are quoted in USD, and we will continue to provide references to spot prices in USD throughout the call. Our financial statements reflect a period-end USD to CAD exchange rate of 1.3168, which was the rate on June 30th, 2018. With that out of the way, it is my pleasure to turn over to our CEO, Aydin Kilic, who will provide an overview of the quarter and some commentary on what to expect for the remainder of this year.
Thank you, David, and good morning, everyone. I would like to thank everyone for attending the call today. I'd like to begin by saying that we are very excited to finally be a public issuer on the TSX Venture Exchange. We are equally excited about how our current operations are performing and our growth plans for the rest of 2018. I would now like to take a few moments to take listeners through our quarter. I would like to start by giving listeners a brief history of our operations. Fortress received its new S9 ASIC miners in the first week of March and began installing them in our flagship facility on March 7th. All 1,400 miners were installed by the end of March, and the company was operating the flagship facility at its rated 2 megawatt capacity by the end of March 2018. Since installing those miners, we have strived to maintain a high degree of operational excellence. To date, we have mined more than 157 Bitcoin and 60 Bitcoin Cash at the flagship facility. As we will discuss in more detail in the financial section of this call, Fortress is able to achieve robust gross mining margins even at lower prices of Bitcoin, which provides us flexibility and control over how we manage the digital currencies that we hold. We achieved strong gross mining margins of 75% during our first full quarter as a cryptocurrency miner, even though it was a period that experienced depressed Bitcoin prices. Since we are always aiming for peak operational efficiency at Fortress, we would like to point out several factors that influence mining margins and the level of profitability of a Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash mining facility. These include using specialized current generation mining hardware, quote, miners, low electricity and other data center costs while maximizing the number of miners running in the mine based on available power capacity. Fortress has invested in Bitmain's S9 ASIC hardware that is recognized as leading Bitcoin miner on the market today. These miners consume the lowest amount of energy per hash, which is measured in joules per terahash, making them the most efficient SHA-256 ASIC miners available on the market today. In addition, the company believes its flagship operating facility with an industry-leading power usage effectiveness ratio, or PUE, metrics. PUE is the ratio of the total amount of energy used by a data center facility to the energy consumed by the computing equipment. For example, a PUE of 1 is a theoretical ideal. Fortress has achieved a PUE below 1.05 and is targeting a range of 1.02 to 1.05, which is much lower than competitors who are operating at higher PUEs. So, since less power is consumed by unproductive equipment in data centers with a lower PUE, Fortress projects that it will have more S9 ASIC hardware installed per megawatt of power consumed compared to its competitors, and expects to generate more Bitcoin per megawatt using the available power infrastructure. For example, Fortress is able to operate as many as 680 to 700 Bitmain S9 miners per megawatt of electricity consumed, where some competitors are operating between 600 to 650 Bitmain S9 miners per megawatt. Our ability to run more miners per megawatt results in our mine generating more petahash per second per megawatt of up to 9.45 petahash per second per megawatt. Now, the petahash per second is a measure of how much Bitcoin can be mined per megawatt of power. Thus, operating at a lower PUE allows more Bitcoin to be mined per megawatt. The cost of power is the primary lever in determining the profitability of cryptocurrency mining. The most important advantage of our flagship facility is the low-cost, all-inclusive electricity cost of approximately 2.6 cents U.S. dollars per kilowatt hour, compared to many competitors who are paying 4 cents U.S. or higher per kilowatt hour for electricity. For example, the national average cost of electric power for industrial use in the United States is estimated to be at 7.5 cents per kilowatt hour. This will enable Fortress to have a favorable gross mining margin, since power is the single largest variable cost incurred by a cryptocurrency mining operation. Now, Fortress combines its access to low power costs with an industry-leading PUE to mine digital currencies more efficiently and with much higher gross mining margins. Our all-in operating costs, which includes electricity, labor, and rent, is approximately 4.1 U.S. cents per kilowatt hour. As such, we pride ourselves on having one of the lowest all-in operating costs in the industry. We are also pleased to report that in our first full quarter of operations, we were EBITDA positive with a 24% EBITDA margin on our revenue for digital currencies. This is a tremendous accomplishment, as it takes most new businesses several years to achieve positive EBITDA. These numbers are expected to grow, all else unchanged, as we build out our capacity and execute our plans to maintain our industry-leading cost and efficiency while ramping up our mining rewards and revenues as we acquire space and megawatts to bring more miners online. We are not only focused on EBITDA, but achieving a return on capital investment going forward. We've been carefully evaluating market economics to determine how to best deploy are approximately $9 million Canadian in cash. We are a technology company with operational excellence. I have traveled to numerous facilities across North America, and I have yet to see a mine that runs as efficiently and cool as ours does in the summer. It is truly an engineering marvel, and our competition will be hard-pressed to scale with the operational efficiency and design intelligence that we have. We are able to deliver a positive EBITDA, as a result of our industry-leading power cost of approximately 2.6 cents a kilowatt hour and all-in cost of 4.1 cents per kilowatt hour U.S. We maintain very tight control of other costs, such as repairs and maintenance and labor. Fortress has also implemented a number of unique measures, including our proprietary mining infrastructure and the sophisticated monitoring, maintenance, and mathematical tools that allow us to constantly improve efficiency. Our staff are expertly trained in keeping the facility and all of its miners working as close to full capacity at all times, and use industry-leading monitoring and technology to alert them when there's an issue and make changes or repairs. Many other miners can only achieve profitability through achieving scale, whereas Fortress, our higher margins and low cost structure allows us to achieve profitability at a smaller capacity. In the coming quarters, Fortress intends to strategically acquire sites to develop state-of-the-art mining facilities and build its portfolio. Fortress flagship facility could have a total capacity of 5 megawatts if we upgrade the electrical infrastructure. Further to this, the company is evaluating the acquisition of additional sites, including a 9-megawatt site with expected all-in power costs of 2.6 cents a kilowatt hour and 100-megawatt sites with all-in power costs of 4 cents a kilowatt hour, which remain subject to further due diligence. Ultimately, we are going to scale our enterprise in the direction that we feel will provide us the best return in capital. In the world of cryptocurrency mining, it is important that you are able to commence mining activity once you've made an investment. An investment in machines has no value if you have no infrastructure. If you invest in infrastructure, you must be able to determine when you can energize your infrastructure and install the mining hardware to generate revenue. Thus, as a technology company, we develop highly optimized electrical infrastructure with proprietary cooling systems which are custom designed to be optimized for cryptocurrency mining. We manage the deployment of our resources being aware of the time to market and return on capital in these investments. Our founding shareholders have worked with Bitmain and have visited and advised on some of the largest mines in the world. It is for this reason, the long-standing relationship with our founding shareholders, that the former director of mining for Bitmain is on our board of advisors. We have the experience and the design intelligence to be adaptive to any environment and to build scalable mining infrastructure. We have identified several large facilities that would immediately make Fortress one of the largest crypto miners in the world. We are hitting tremendous efficiencies and profitability measures at our current build-out of 2 megawatts and expect to carry these through as we expand to our next facilities. That concludes my comments on the second quarter, and I'll now pass the call back to David Pace to provide some financial highlights. David?
Thanks very much, Aydin. Before getting into the financial highlights, I would like to provide our revenue recognition process, which is unique to us as a crypto miner. The company recognizes revenue from the provision of transaction verification services within digital currency networks, commonly called cryptocurrency mining. As consideration for performing this work, the company receives digital currencies from each specific network in which it participates. Revenue is measured based on the fair value of the coins received. The fair value is determined using the spot price of the coin on the date of receipt, based on the daily average from www.blockchain.info. The coins are recorded as digital currencies on the condensed interim consolidated statement of financial position at their fair value and remeasured at each reporting date. Revaluation gains or losses, as well as gains or losses on the sale of coins for traditional fiat currencies, are included in profit or loss. Now let's move to a summary of our Q2 consolidated financial results and year-to-date consolidated financial results. The second quarter was our first full quarter mining digital currencies, and consequently the results are not comparable with those of the first quarter. All the dollar amounts are in Canadian dollars unless otherwise stated. Total revenues for the quarter ended June 30, 2018, were $1.35 million. Revenue from mining Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash for the 3 months ended June 30th was $986,253. From mining 93.8 Bitcoin and 31.1 Bitcoin Cash. The company had other revenue of $367,723 from the sale of coupons to purchase ASIC software, hardware. Total revenues for 6 months ended June 30th, 2018 were $1.53 million. The company began generating revenue at its flagship facility in the quarter ended March 31, 2018. Specifically, the revenue generated from cryptocurrency mining in the quarter ended March 31 was from March 7th to March 31, after Fortress installed its S9 ASIC mining hardware. During this period, the company recorded revenue of $264,348 for mining 24.4 Bitcoin. As of June 30, 2018, the company's digital currencies consisted of 118.2 Bitcoin, with a fair value of $610, and 31.3 Bitcoin Cash with a fair value of $30,845. The company has not sold any of its digital currencies since it began mining on March 7, 2018. Total operating costs to mine digital currencies for the quarter ended June 30, 2018, were $245,381. Total operating costs for the six-month period ended June 30th were $308,229. Operating costs include costs directly related to mining, such as rent for the flagship facility, labor, power, and internet costs. Gross mining margin for the quarter ended June 30th was $740,872, or 75% gross mining margin. The company defines gross mining margin, which is a non-IFRS measure, as the revenue generated from mining activities, less direct cash costs related to mining cryptocurrencies. Depreciation, being a non-cash cost, is not deducted to arrive at the gross mining margin. Please be aware that gross mining margin is a non-standard measure of cryptocurrency mining efficiency and should not be considered as a substitute for other IFRS operating and profitability measures of performance. Earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, and amortization, or EBITDA, for the quarter ended June 30th was $234,337, or a 24% EBITDA margin. EBITDA for the 6 months ended June 30th was $252,434. Please be aware that EBITDA is a non-standard measure of cryptocurrency mining efficiency and should not be considered as a substitute for other IFRS operating and profitability measures or performance. Net loss before tax for the quarter ended June 30th was $149,878, whereas net loss before tax for the 6 months ended June 30th was $257,016. Net loss during the quarter ended June 30th was $268,000, and the largest expenses for non-cash costs for depreciation were $384,215 and share-based compensation of $355,712. Net loss for the 6 months ended June 30th was $375,879. As of June 30th, the company had a cash position of $9,181,127 and digital currencies worth $1,024,455. Total assets were $21,373,441, primarily comprised of assets deployed in the flagship facility, as well as cash balances and cryptocurrency balances. As of June 30th, the company had a working capital surplus of $10,428,905. This compares favorably to the working capital surplus of $9,962,272 on March 31, 2018. The net change in the company's cash position for the 6 months ended June 30th was an increase of $4,736,220 as a result of the following cash flows. Cash used in operations of $513,455, primarily due to a loss in the quarter and an increase in inventory of digital currencies and prepaid expense. Cash used in operations for the period ended December 31 in comparison was $38,353. Cash used in investing activities was $8,865,281, primarily for the acquisition of the flagship facility and the S9 ASIC mining hardware. Cash used in investing activities for the period ending December 31, 2017 was $136,415, a period during which there was no investment in the mining facility. Cash provided by financing activities was $14,114,956 due to the proceeds of issuance of units in connection with the 50-cent brokered private placements. Cash provided by financing activities in period ending December 31 was $4,809,487. That concludes my comments on the quarter. We would like to thank all of you for joining this call and staying connected with our evolution and our success. We would like to pass the call over to the operator and open the lines for the Q&A period.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press star followed by one on your touchtone phone. Note that questions will be taken in the order received. Should you wish to withdraw your request, please press star followed by two. And we ask that if you are using a speakerphone, to please lift the handset before pressing any key. One moment, please, while we wait for the first question. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have any questions at this time, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. And your first question will be from Steve Martell at Mercury Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Ed. Three questions, actually. First of all, can you speak about the sale of coupons to purchase ASIC hardware? Is that a one-time revenue, or do you expect that to be recurring? And can you dig a little bit into the nature of that business?
Yeah, hi, Steve. The sale of coupons was a one-time source of revenue. Essentially, when we had acquired our S9 miners, Bitmain issued coupons which were redeemable only until June 30th. And as we were not, as it did not make sense for us to buy more miners, we were able to sell those sell those coupons to obtain value for them, and Bitmain has offered coupons to other people who had bought miners sort of in approximately Q1 of 2018.
Okay, thanks. Second question is with respect to the corporate policy on sale of digital currencies. You mentioned that no sales have been made to date. But can you talk about what the policy of Fortress will be going forward with respect to potential sales?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I mean, frankly, it's been a bit of a bear market for cryptocurrencies in general. And while we are fundamentally long on Bitcoin, we also realize that there will be, peaks and troughs. So we will be looking to sell some Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash the next time we see. Market rally.
Do you need to define what you perceive a market rally to be?
There's specific numbers. I think psychologically, people look at numbers such as $10,000 as a significant number. So that would definitely start getting people's attention. And from there on out, we would carefully monitor its volatility and determine how much we would want to sell on an ongoing basis and seeing the price points that it would defend.
Okay. I guess part and parcel with that would be the cash needs of the company, and with $9 million in the treasury, the biggest question for investors at this point is, can you give us a little sense of the timeline for deployment of those and the 9-megawatt and 100-megawatt facilities that you're currently doing due diligence on?
Yeah, absolutely. The 9-megawatt and 100-megawatt facilities that we're performing due diligence on, we would obviously require more capital to fully build them out. And so what we've been doing, and we've been studying very carefully, and I've been traveling across North America as part of this process in our due diligence, is determining how we could invest that $9 million and have a facility up and running in as quick as time as possible, while at the same time being very cognizant of the scale that we generate, given how many megawatts per dollar can we deploy, and at what point in time will that infrastructure come online, and at what power cost. So it's a rather, that's the fundamental business. That's at the core of our business and strategic decisions that we're constantly evaluating. So In terms of exact timeline, we will make an announcement once we have something definitive that is signed, and we will include estimated project timeline completions in an appropriate press release.
Would it be fair to assume that taking the existing facility up to 5 megawatts with your industry-leading PUE would be the first and potentially most efficient use of putting that capital to work?
Initially, that is what we thought, but with the permitting process, the scale that we could build out a facility, some of the other facilities that we're looking at, that's something that we're currently evaluating.
Okay, thank you. That's it for me.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have any questions at this time, please press star followed by one. And currently, Mr. Killick, it appears we have no other questions. I would like to turn the call back over to you.
All right, great. Well, thanks everybody for dialing in today. we're looking forward to continuing to work around the clock for the next quarter and every quarter after that. I'd just like to thank my team for committing very long hours and everyone's contribution, both in the mine and in the corporate head office. We're excited about the year ahead.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this does conclude your conference call for today. Once again, thank you for attending, and at this time, we do ask that you please disconnect your lines. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, that was pretty good. Jelly.